Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Who knows? It could be yours.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: Casanova is living in my house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 55-year-old mother still raising a 24-year-old man, and he's still living in my house. All of my family calls him Casanova because he's very handsome, with a head full of black curls. He's never been full of himself, but he's well aware of how good he looks. He's never been in a relationship, and when he was in high school, girls used to call my house so much, I had to restrict calls sometimes. My mother lived with us until she died, and she spoiled him beyond belief when he was growing up. She made up his bed, cooked whatever he asked for, did his laundry, and gave him all of her money. After she passed, my son started messing with older women, and they take care of him now. I blame myself for allowing this to happen, but I had no idea he would turn out like this. Recently, he got himself into something that his good looks couldn't fix. He got caught with a married woman, and her husband came to my house and busted the windows out of my son's car and mine. I didn't even call the cops. I made my son pay for the damage and told him that he has got to move out of my house by his 25th birthday. He has 7 months to figure it out. His lack of respect for women and for me stresses me out continuously. I just talked with him about having sex in my house, and last week I saw a grown woman in my house walking from my son's room to the bathroom one morning. I'm afraid he's going to get himself in another situation, and there will be more than glass being broken. How can I stop him from being a womanizer? Please advise. Well, I think you trying to stop him from being a womanizer is, at this point, a lost cause. Because that's what he is right now. And he's cool with it. He likes who he is. I mean, what you can do, though, is make it difficult for him to be a Casanova, as you and your family call him, by putting him out of your house. And if he refuses to abide by your rules while he's in your home, he's got to go. Those are the rules. Those are the rules, plain and simple. Then he won't have anywhere to bring these women. Think about that, and they won't be walking around your house, okay? So move the date up. You told him by his 25th birthday, that's 7 months away. Move that date up. You can do that. Tell him you changed your mind. You don't owe him anything, and he's putting you and your home in jeopardy with these women he's dealing with. So I know you love your son and all that. I know you love him. This doesn't mean you're cutting him out of your life. It just means you have to protect yourself and what's yours at this point, because Mr. Casanova isn't doing that. It's called tough love, Mom, and he needs a large dose of it right now. He knows that whatever he does, there are no consequences. He already knows that. You didn't do anything. His grandmother didn't do anything. These women let him get away with stuff. He still has a roof over his head. He still has food to eat, clothes to wear, money, etc. So he needs to be shaken up a bit. Not enabled, Mom, and that's what you're doing to him. You're enabling him. So otherwise, there's no incentive for him to move out and to change his behavior. All right? So tell him to get out, and maybe, you know, his little cute self will get himself together and, you know, become a grown man. Feel like what that's like. Steve?
You know what, Mother? I'm going to have to tell you some truths about your son. See, you're a mother, and I've been listening to your letter. And you're writing a letter as a mother, as you should. So I understand that. But I'm going to have to tell you some truths about your son. So brace yourself, and here we go. I'm going to tell you something about your son. You're a 55-year-old mother, still raising a 24-year-old man. Let's stop right there. How does that sound to you? Now look, they'll always be our children. They always need some advice, possibly, and some assistance from time to time. But you're done raising them. That's mistake number one. So he's not all of the man you think he is, because he has a lot of boy tendencies. All your family calls him Casanova because he's very handsome with a head full of black curls. Let me tell you something else about your son. He's never been full of himself, but he's well aware of how good he looks. Did you hear the sentence you just said?
That is cool.
You just said he's never been full of himself, but he's well aware of how good he looks. That's because he's full of himself.
Yeah, that's a very definition.
That's because he's full of himself, and he's full of sugar, honey, iced tea.
Mm.
And that's what's wrong with your boy. And I'm going to say this again. Your boy. Then you said he's never been in a relationship. Okay, 24 ain't ever been in a relationship. He don't sound like he full of yourself, because listen to the sentence behind that. He's never been in a relationship. When he was in high school, girls used to call my house so much I had to restrict calls sometimes. It's because he full of himself, and he ain't been in a relationship because he been bopping around his whole life. My mother lived with us until she died. She spoiled him beyond belief, and he's been growing up. When he was growing up, she made up his bed, cooked whatever he asked for, did his laundry, gave him all her money. After she passed, my son started messing with older women, and they take care of him now, and I blame myself for allowing this to happen. Stop blaming yourself. This who he is. He took advantage of his grandmother when she was living. So now she gone, he done found some more old women. This boy that ain't full of himself. Really?
Hold on, Steve.
Oh, I got some more about your boy, lady.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, Casanova, is living in my house. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, Casanova, is living in my house.
This poor lady wrote us. She's 55, still raising a 24-year-old man slash boy who's living in her house. Now, the family calls him Casanova because he's very handsome and a head full of black curls. He's never been full of himself, but he's well aware of how good he looks. Well, as I said earlier, Mom, this just proves you're wrong. He is full of himself, and he's full of sugar, honey, iced tea. And he won't prove it throughout the letter. He's never been in a relationship. What 24-year-old boy ain't ever been in a relationship? You know why he ain't been in one? Because girls used to call your house so much I had to restrict calls sometimes. Because he was bopping around with them. My mother lived with us until she died, and she spoiled him beyond belief when he was growing up. Cooked, made his food, fixed everything he wanted, laundry, bed. Gave him all her money.
Mm-hmm.
He took advantage of his grandmother's kindness. So after she passed, your son started messing with older women, and they take care of him now. And you didn't see this coming? And then you say, I blame myself for allowing this to happen. No, he took advantage of your mom when she was living. And now he figured out that's his meal ticket, old women. So this boy that ain't full of himself is really sounding so full of himself to me. Now, I hate to tell you this about your boy, but you need to quit writing this letter like you got this little innocent, little cute boy with this little curly hair. Because this ain't no Casanova. This boy Gigolo. So you need to change a bunch of titles in this letter. This ain't Casanova. This a damn Gigolo.
I like it.
He running old women and abusing them. That's your boy. That's who. You didn't raise him like this. He turned out this way. He took advantage of a situation that your mom helped him create. All right, now here we go. I had no idea he would turn out like this. Well, okay. Recently, he got himself into something that his good looks couldn't fix. Here we go. He got caught with a married woman, and her husband came to my house and busted the windows out of my son's car and mine. You know why he busted the windows out of your son's car and yours? Because he couldn't locate your son. Oh, he came there to bust up your boy. But he couldn't find your boy. So since he couldn't find him, he busted up all the cars. But I want you to understand that man came to whoop his ass. That's what he came there for.
Play it again. He came for what?
The man came there to whoop his ass. He didn't come there to break out the windows. He just couldn't find your boy. He came there to bust up your boy. But your boy wasn't there, so he busted up the car and the windows. See, lady, you need to know this about your son. Now, his good looks couldn't get him out of it. Okay, well, so what? I didn't even call the cops. I made my son pay for the damage and told him that he has got to move out of my house by his 25th birthday. I'm with Shirley. Move that date up. Get out now. You got money to fix windows and all this. Here, get out.
Yeah.
Get out. He has 7 months to figure it out. He can figure it out next month.
Is he that sexy?
His lack of respect for women and for me stresses me out constantly. I thought you just said he's never been full of himself. See, lady, your boy is not a Casanova. He's a gigolo. He's an abuser of women. He takes advantage of them. He gets old women to take care of him. His lack of respect for women and for me stresses me out continuously. I just talked with him about having sex in my house last week. And I saw a grown woman in my house walking from my son's room to the bathroom one morning.
Because
he's not listening to you.
Right.
See, if you're old enough to screw in here, you're old enough to screw at your own house.
Get your own house.
You ain't coming up in here with this. You disrespecting me and my house. Get out now. Go over to grown woman house. Go live with one of them old ass women. I'm afraid he's going to get himself into another situation, and that will be more than glass broken. It was going to be more than glass broken if he had found him this time.
It was going to be ass broken.
But see, that's what your boy need, though. Your boy need one of them good old ass women because he ain't never had one. Pretty little light-skinned ass boy. That's what you got. Little dog curls, head full of curls, little light skin,
like
little punk ass boy.
Like Rick Fox.
See, but Rick Fox will beat your ass, though. That's a different thing.
That's a different light skin.
He will fight your ass.
Yeah, see, Rick, that was a whole other light skin right there. Yeah. This little boy right here, little high yellow, you know, got a little curly ass, a head full of black curls. Man, he going to get his ass.
Right on the curls.
Here's more things. How can I stop him from being a womanizer? Shirley said that right, too. You can't. He is a womanizer. You don't stop loving women. Now, you stop womanizing women when you grow up. He has no signs of growing up because he's never had to act grown. See, you can stop womanizing when you get a handful of responsibility. See, got to figure out where your meal going to come from. Figure out you're going to come up with this car note and this rent.
Yeah.
Then figure out what your career going to be. That take time. That cuts way back on womanizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. You don't have a Casanova. You have a gigolo. You don't have a son that's not full of himself. You have a son that's full of sugar, honey, iced tea.
All right. Thank you,
Steve.
Put
his ass out.
Yeah. Post your comments. That's right. On today's Strawberry Letter, it's Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.